on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Only if I can talk to you. I'm at the front of the line here for the Molly Meldrum signing here. What's your name?
Ali.
Ali, now you're first in line here now. How come you're first in line? You've been waiting since, I imagine, 3 weeks ago. You've camped out here.
Oh, yeah, about a month.
Why are you such a keen to get on your hands on a copy of the Molly Meldrum bio?
I grew up watching Countdown every Sunday.
So obviously you did yourself a favour. What's the biggest favour he did you? I'm rethinking buying the Human League Dare album, but I did anyway. It's in the past. What's the one that you Molly sold you on?
Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Ooh. What do you reckon is the big bit of music that Molly's given you over the years?
Ooh, yeah. They did have Iron Maiden on twice.
Run for the Hills? Are you going to get him to personalise it? What do you want him to write to you?
Love you lots, Molly.
Have you read much of it?
No, not really.
Yeah, we only bought it today.
Do you think he uses many big words? Well, you have your fun with Molly. Thank you. I see you're in line to get your copy of the Molly book signed. Have you had a read of it at all?
I only just purchased it, so I haven't, but I'm looking forward to.
He's such an icon, isn't he?
Yeah. I've been a big fan of Countdown and everything through all the years.
What's your biggest memory? Have you seen him marching in Mardi Gras, or is there something on the telly he recommended to you? And it's still in your collection?
Maybe back in the early 80s when I used to go to my favourite club in Melbourne, Riders, and Molly used to be there a lot.
Was he DJing?
No, he was just hanging out with everyone else. Well,
he's always been very approachable, hasn't he?
Yeah, he was always very chatty back then.
You're actually someone who's actually started to read the book. What are you up to in the book?
I haven't read that much, but it's hilarious.
Is it his early days on the farm?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it not what you expected?
That's true, yeah, I didn't expect it.
Yeah, none of the people know about his background way back, do they?
No.
What has been the bit of music from the Countdown years that you've still got in your collection that Molly told you to do a favour with and you did a favour with?
I'm a big fan of Mars X.
Space Race?
Yes.
That is a great album.
Fantastic.
Okay, gang, we're just 7 days to the Countdown TV Week Rock Music Awards. We're going to open tonight's show with the most nominated act for 1979. Here they are, Mars X with People.
Just speaking quietly here because it's like a game of badminton or snooker. You don't want to talk too loudly. How do you think it's going so far?
We've had a very big response to it. We're very pleased. It's quite hard to get people along just to a book signing.
Anything, really.
Yeah.
Maybe Tom and Finland.
Maybe that would be different.
That is a really impressive volume of Tom and Finland over there. And it's a range of people too, isn't it? Because Molly's career goes back over 300 years of Australian cultural history.
It seems like it.
Someone who's a joy to talk to is a guy I used to go to school with in third grade. But another guy that's not too bad to talk to is Mr. Molly Meldrum, Australian icon. How are you?
Stop it, for God's sake. How are you?
Fantastic. And I've just been witnessing all these people coming to have your book signed in front of them, and they all had stories about you. Does it get a bit much with all these stories that you sometimes you wonder if even you were there sometimes? They're so great.
No, not really. I mean, like, as Martha Davis once said to me, we've been around the block and back again and back again and back again.
What was it like having to dig into your life to do your biography there? Was it an interesting quest within yourself, or was it a fun thing?
It was different. Deadlines. Mm.
Of course, everyone's going to read this and go, movie. So who's going to play you in the movie of the book?
Sam Johnson. Yeah, the actor. He's going to do the miniseries, yeah.
Get out, really?
Yeah, hard task for him.
A lot of people have been completely gobsmacked meeting you here tonight. Who have you been gobsmacked in your career? You've met so many famous people.
Them all.
Really?
All of them, yeah. I've always been a fan, no matter what, you know?
And you've always been curious, and you've always loved music.
Yeah. People like Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, they all blew me away.
A lot of people would say, okay, Molly has done everything. Is there something you yet want to achieve? Or is there something you want to achieve or you're yet to do?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a musical next year, producing a musical next year with Jerry Ryan and everyone, and it's the musical on Che Guevara.
Wow, okay. Mm. The motorbike riding fiend himself.
Absolutely. It's about all his life. From a young age in Argentina and then going right through.
Place to do it. All these years you've told people to do themselves a favour. You've introduced music to Australia through Countdown and through all the other music shows you've been involved with. What's the one you're most proud of getting off the ground here that maybe without you getting behind it people wouldn't have bought or heard?
Oh, that's a good question, man.
Because there is a lot. You've certainly kicked off a lot of stuff.
I would say Blondie, you know, with Deborah. That was fantastic to see happen. Johnny Cougar, known John Mellencamp.
Yeah. Well, whatever his name is.
Lover, yeah. And Human League with Don't You Want Me.
The Dare album. That's a great album.
Well, that's the one I gave a huge rap about, and I thought I'd put one alongside the Beatles. And people were outraged, but I still say it's one of the great albums.
And you've got an elegant drink next to you. That is an elegant drink. What is that, Molly?
I'd love to say it's lemonade, but it's actually vodka and tonic.
What's the one fashion accessory or thing you wore or thing you got behind, maybe not musically, but fashion-wise, that you're going, gee, in retrospect, that looks a bit daggy? I mean, the Countdown Dance competition still stands up, I reckon.
Mm, God. I've done some very weird things in my time. I think me doing Walk Like an Egyptian on Dancing with the Stars was not a shocking costume, it was a shocking dancer as well.
Well, I saw you doing John Belushi Shake Your Tail Feather as well on Countdown. I thought you were going to die. It was an effort.
Well, have you ever, man, ever tried to shake a tail feather?
Not for 3.5 minutes. Mr. Meldon, when people are reading your book, what's the favourite bit of the book they should really pay attention to?
Oh, God, man, you ask some difficult questions.
Well, it's kind of your book. There must be a bit go, well, man, they better get intense about that.
I guess the Diana one, she came to the house and what Lynn Randell did, saying, you've got to be fucking kidding, haven't you? That was a big one, I think.
Thank you, Molly. I won't even ask you why Elton married that woman in the 80s. I think that's a question that should never be answered.
I know why.
Oh, would you like to tell us now?
Because he really loved Renata, you know? And she was a great sound engineer that she'd worked with Elton on. And he was just hoping in his mood at that time, you know? When he announced the engagement, they rang me at home. I had a bad cold and that, and I was having an early night. And it used to be the thing back then where John Reed, who was Elton's manager, or Paddy Mostyn, the publicist, whoever Elton would ring the most ungodly times. And Patty rang me and she said, no, I said, Patty, I'm in bed early, you know. I'm not feeling well. She said, no, I just want to tell you, Elton's got engaged and he's having the wedding next week. And I went, oh, don't be so stupid. I said, I'm hanging up, Patty, because I'm over. It's 3:30 in the morning and enough's enough of your jokes, right? And then I was going to the cricket the next morning at the MCG and I was with the mates, we're about to go off to the cricket. The doorbell rang. In walked these two guys in suits and all that. And I went, yes, gentlemen, can I help you? And from the Melbourne Age. And they looked like two Seventh-day Adventists, quite frankly. And they said, I asked me, and they said, so, Molly, what do you think about your mate getting engaged and getting married? I went, pardon? And I went, look, I just have to go to the toilet for a moment, right? And I went to the toilet and I got the cold of the water and I put it all on my face going, my God, what was that phone call last night, you know? So I said, just hold on for a minute, I've got to make a phone call. So I went right in the room and I finally got hold of Patty. I said, Patty, what was all that about last night? She said, we're trying to tell you, then you hang up on us. She said, are you coming to the wedding or not? I said, well, when's the wedding? She said, next Tuesday. Oh, dear. So then I pulled myself together as much as I could. I still probably had water all over my face. I said, this gentleman, what were you asking me? I said, oh, look, I'm sure they'll be very happy. Oh, God, this is all surreal for me, you know? So I got to the cricket. I was in the Channel 9 box. Then the publicist came, Lorraine Wilson, and said, Molly, you're going to have to come out because there's all this press there, you know? And I want to ask you this question about Elton. I went, oh, no. And so I went out saying, well, you know, she's a wonderful lady, la, la, la. I said, oh, all above, this is too much. And Dave Dawson, remember Dave Dawson, the writer? And he goes, so, Molly, now your mate's getting married. When are you getting married? I went, look, I really have to go back in, like that sort of thing, like that. So I go back in to the box, and back then the Herald would have one morning, but one in the afternoon. I'd pull myself together, and then the Herald arrived, and I looked on the front page, and there was a photo of Renata leaving to choose her wedding dress, and standing next to her was Elton's current boyfriend, Gary Clark. That was too much for me. I thought, I really got to go home. I'm having a nervous breakdown now, for God's sake, you know? And the irony is that the tabloids and the press from England and America had come over, but certainly in England, and they were trying to find out or get a photo of the boyfriend, right? And they never found it, but little did they know they had it on the front page on the front day, you know?
Well, is it okay if we go on the record now and describe you as a confirmed bachelor?
No. No. I've got a partner and I'm not going to get married. Well, not in my mind, but not anyway, you know. Jan is very happy. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Thank you, Molly. Is there another book in this? Is there stuff that's not in this that is even dirtier?
This is not a dirty book.
Well, okay, there must be another book then.
Maynard. Stay tuned.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Molly Meldrum.
Thanks, Amanda.
Maynard.com.au. Hey, you!